You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, be sure to check out the all-new BrownsCast podcast. The Cleveland Browns have given Max Linsky, the host of the show, complete access to the organization. Max interviews players, coaches, and some less familiar figures. And now he just interviewed Jim Brown, the GOAT. That's definitely one to check out for an hour, who play an integral role in managing the day-to-day business of the organization. Whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from iTunes. Let's bring in our guy, Dakia. What's up, kid?
Ladies and gentlemen, how goes it?
The kid, it goes well. Updated standings. Last week, a little bit of a bloodbath for you, kid. You're up 6 on me now and up 2 on Wilhelm.
Well, there's a little bit of funny scorekeeping going on there, but okay, we'll go with it.
It is not funny scorekeeping, the kid. I don't like
it. This is so easy, you can keep it in your head.
Come on, man. Come on,
okay.
Kid.
Okay, you know, if I got to beat you guys, you know, and when sometimes you got to beat the officials too, so if I got to beat you guys twice, that's fine. I can do it.
Or you could just have a punter that catches the football. I get it.
Touche.
Zing. Zazoo. All right, it is time now. Kids, do you have any entrees that you want to start off with, or do you want to get right into the picks?
Let's get into it. I'll give some closing entrees instead of opening.
We got plenty of time with you here. No, we're in no rush. All right.
I don't smell a de-guarantee this week.
I do not smell a de-guarantee coming from the kid this week either. All right,
I do have one opening entree I'd like to mention.
Go ahead.
And if my guy Alex Shiner is listening, you know, I've been a loyal follower of Alex Shiner in particular, but the Browns for a long time. And I heard somebody say they're getting an orange Browns jersey. I think that I'm entitled to a little bit of swag.
I think you are entitled to it. He told you you'd get a little bit of swag. Is that what you want? What do you want?
I don't wear jerseys, but I would take an orange jersey and maybe one of those sweatshirts that you frequently wear.
Would you have the kid on the back of your jersey?
If they put 97 on it, I guess I would.
Okay, so you want the kid and you want number 97.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. And when you say you want a hoodie, you want a hoodie sweatshirt, or you want like one of those like the thin pullovers that you can wear in the rain and golf in?
Either one of those, either the zip up hoodie or the thin pullover would be nice.
Okay. All right.
This will be a good test to see if Mr. Shiner actually listens.
All right, how about sizes that you're looking for the kids? Sizes.
You guys can talk about this off air.
Hold on, I want to know size. It's important to know.
It's medium.
Maybe a large or a medium, depending how they fit. I'm a little more svelte these days. Maybe a medium will work.
All right, the jersey will go large. The pullovers run a little bit big, certainly in your experience. Would you agree with that, Wilhelm? Maybe go
the who?
The pullovers are a little bit big.
Yes.
So I go medium for you in the pullover. Okay. Yeah. All right, kid. All right, there you go. That's what he's looking for, a little bit of gear. Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to win dinner, you got to keep it going. Lead dwindling, kid. Dwindling.
I'm not worried.
Here we go. Game number one in London, England. Lyons. Chiefs.
Oof. Dumpster fire.
Currently, Kansas City, a 3.5-point favorite in Vegas.
I'm going to just go with Vegas there and say KC.
I'll go KC as well.
I don't believe in this Kansas City team at
all. I don't believe
all.
The Lions are bad.
They haven't won yet, right? They're winless?
One.
They won one. Who'd they beat?
Didn't
Chicago.
They beat the Bears.
Yeah. Oh,
didn't Chicago come back and beat
them?
They
won a game.
They won one game. They're 1-6.
All right. 1-6 Detroit. I'm pulling it up right now. Schedule. They beat the Chicago Bears. That's right. It was an overtime.
34-31.
37-34. Yep. 34. All right. I'm going to go Detroit. I'm going to go for the Lyons to get win number two. Without Jamal Charles, I'm not a fan. Kendrick West, I'm not a fan.
They won last week.
Tennessee at Houston.
Houston.
All right. It's unanimous. Zach Mettenberger starting that game for the Tennessee Titans, who just played Atlanta tough, but that was at home, folks. San Francisco at the Rams. Rams laying 8 to the 49ers.
Rams.
The 8 is irrelevant to the way in which we pick our games, so I'm going to go with the Rams.
It is irrelevant to the way in which we pick our games. I think the 49ers keep that one close, if I may say so myself.
In the division, it should be close.
Theodore. And the 4-2 Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears. Chicago, a 1-point dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start saying I got faith in Theodore. Theodore is going to win.
Ah, come on.
I'm going to go Vikings.
Have no it's unanimous. We can't make up any ground right now.
You can't make up any ground.
Neither can you.
You should have picked earlier.
You picked the same as...
All the discrepancies are coming.
All right. San Diego Superchargers at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens 3.5-point favorites at home in this game.
I'll go Ravens.
I'm going to go Ravens as well. I know I talked to my buddy, was texting back and forth. We were sharing Halloween pictures, myself and my kids, and Eric Weddle and his kids. He's not going to play again this week. Gates is questionable. He's 50-50, didn't play last week. The Chargers had 6 starters sit out practice Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going Ravens. Yeah. Tough place to play. 14-2 season. One of the two we lost, Baltimore.
With Weddle and Gates, I'm going Ravens. I'm going Chargers there. I think the Chargers should be able to score all over
them. But he's not going
to
play.
I know. I'm saying I would have gone with them. Okay. Had that.
So you're taking the Chargers?
Taking
okay, chart that
I'm
down.
Taking the, I'm taking the Ravens.
No, you said Chargers. Jot it down.
Fine, I'll take them. Chargers. That's in.
Back to 7.
Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger officially probable. Steelers 1-point home dogs.
I'm going with Big Ben.
I'll take the Bengals on the road.
The Natty, and I'm going with Big Ben as well right there. All right. Tampa Bay at
my game.
Atlanta. Falcons,
Atlanta.
Touchdown favorites.
ATL.
All right.
Next.
Next. That's a next. Although, you know, Tampa Bay just played a nice game against the Redskins, but you got to think coming off of that, the way they lost it, that's got to be deflating. New York Giants at the New Orleans Saints. Saints playing tough all of a sudden. 3-point favorites at home.
I'm going to say the Saints.
I'll go Saints.
Another unanimous one. That's one that I think the Giants could win.
I'll take the Giants. You can swap me out. I'll take another game there.
The Giants. All right.
Come on, Elijah.
New York Jets playing very well against an Oakland Raiders team that is better than people think.
Where's the game?
In Oakland, the Raiders getting 3-point home dogs to the Jets. And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm taking the Jets. I think Revis is going to shut down your boy Amari.
I agree with that. I'll take the Jets as well. Good point, kid.
I agree with that, unfortunately. I was trying to talk into the Raiders right there.
I took the Raiders in a big one.
Seattle at Dallas. Matt Castle quarterbacking for Dallas. Dallas home, but 5.5-point dogs.
I don't believe in either one of these squads right now. I guess I'll plug my nose and say Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle's for me as well. Green Bay at the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning 9-0 coming off of the bye week in his last 9. Aaron Rodgers 6-0 coming off the bye week in his last 6. Something's gotta give.
Well, you can say Peyton Manning is 9-1, and this might be worthy anybody that goes to the window. This is the one I feel the best about. Take the Green Bay Packers, folks.
Is that a guarantee on this?
Yeah, I mean, if there's people out there that want, yes, it is.
Only the third guarantee of the year.
But not on the Browns.
It's all right.
Yeah. We got to come up with a different name for that because you can only guarantee the Browns win.
Yeah, the lock, we'll call it.
The lock.
The lock. Lock.
The lock of the week.
The so lock.
We need to sponsor that.
Yeah, we need to.
I'm going to go Pack, go.
I'm going with the Packers as well. And then finally, Indiana at Carolina. Carolina, 7-point home favorites. The undefeated Carolina Panthers.
I'm buying now. I wasn't buying for a real long time.
You weren't buying until they smashed your Philadelphia Eagles, like squashed them like grapes. When I told you that was coming, kid.
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina.
I like Carolina. I'm on the Cam for MVP award, even though
Carolina
Brady just is a juggernaut.
All right,
Carolina's
so,
sort of like a Wilhelm-type team, like a great defense. It's sort of reminiscent of your national championship.
Dude, I honestly, as much fun as it is to watch Cam Newton play quarterback, I was enamored by watching the Panthers finally on television and watch Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis play linebacker.
Those guys are good.
And how nice is it for them to have Star Lutalele and Kawan Short ahead of them so they're running around untouched.
Scraping clean.
And scraping clean. And then Josh Norman playing some of the finest corner in the land.
I think he's the number one corner in the league this year.
You certainly can make the case that he is. I mean, statistically, he is. He's making plays all over the place.
AFC or NFC player of the month, player of the week, almost every other week.
They have had both NFC players, defensive player of the month, have been Carolina Panthers.
Oof.
Did you see who was Defensive Player of the Month, I thought it was Chucky Wood.
That's the AFC, Monfrere.
Oh, they do different separate.
It should be Chucky. Was it Chucky Wood?
Chucky Wood was Player of the Month. Yep.
Is he the oldest Defensive Player of the Month ever?
Got to be, I would imagine. I mean, the fact that a non-quarterback to play at the level he's playing at this age is just a testament to the greatness of Chucky Wood.
And having played with Chucky Wood in Green Bay, I'm just going to let you know, he has the type of freedom that Troy Polamalu had in that Pittsburgh's defense. He lines up where he wants. He does what he wants. Polamalu makes a play in the backfield, and you go, wow. But then he's out of position on three other plays. But good players around him cover him up, and Chucky Wood has that freelancing ability with, 16 years of experience like no other.
And right. I don't think, maybe this is just me being biased, but I don't think he's out of position nearly as much as Polamalu was out of position as much as he was in position.
Yeah, my whole point in saying that, and I haven't watched every single snap like you probably, DVR and watch every day because you're that enamored with the school up north. I don't have that time in my life to do so, but I'm saying the same premise to be able to freelance and go and do whatever he wants to do.
So yep. Here's Charles Chucky Wood. He is the oldest player to ever win a AFC or NFC Defensive Player of the Month at 39 years of age. There have been only five defensive backs who have ever made the Pro Bowl after the age of 35. Dawkins, Darryl Green, Rod Woodson, Jimmy Johnson, John Lynch. Pro Bowl at age 39 right now, he certainly is on pace to do that. When you think about the fact that there are only three defensive backs in the NFL this year who have played one game over 35. Rasheen Mathis, 35 for the Lions. Terrence Newman for the Vikings, who's 37. And Woodson. That's it. And he was a defensive player in the month. There's only one other player in the league within 4 years of his age on defense, a defensive back. That's unbelievable. He's the only defensive player to win a Heisman Trophy. Won the Defensive Rookie of the Year in 1998. NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2000. And nine, only four of the last 20 defensive players of the years were DBs. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Bob Sanders, and, of course, Chucky Wood. He's a big part of your championship team there. The guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But before we get all wrapped up in Chucky Wood hysteria, we have one more game to pick, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday.
So just so we're clear, does this game count for the standings?
Yes, it counts for the standings, the kid.
It's probably the reason.
Kid.
It's probably the reason. The only reason you maintain your two-game lead on me.
No, not really. There was some shenanigans going on, but that's okay. I'm unfortunately
silence yourself, the kid, and make a pick.
I am going to have to pick against the Cleveland Browns this week. I'm going to have to say it's going to be the Arizona Football Cardinals 24, your Cleveland Browns 13.
24-13. All right, Wilhelm.
I think this is the first time in the entire season, regardless of the opponent, that I'm going to have to pick against the Cleveland Browns. It has nothing to do with getting a game on the kid or this competition.
Dinner, right.
I just think statistically they're superior. I think that you look at their playmakers, and we went through the positions. They win every one except for special teams and tight end because of the year that Gary Barnage has had thus far. So I'm going to pick the Arizona Cardinals as well, and I'm going to go 27-17 Cardinals.
27-17. All right. I'm 2-5, and in fact, in the last 12 games, I'm now 2-10 picking the Cleveland Browns. So I'm going to go for the reverse jinx. I'm going to join you and hope that we can put the Maloiki out there on this Arizona Cardinals team. As my friend Vince Condy would say, the Moosa curse, the mush. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to take the Cardinals, and I'm going to hate every second of it, and I'm hoping that what it does is it brings us a Browns victory. Because there's nothing I want. I think we're just trying to put – we're going for the hex right now, going for the hex. All right, when we come back, we've got the Friday forecast. Plus, we've got a great Twitter question from our guy Bob Rose about how we should attack this Arizona offense to get after Carson Palmer. We'll discuss that when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.